أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today we will discuss inshallah the أصالة التخيير، and in أصالة التخيير we will discuss the دوران الأمر بين المحظورين، and what is the ruling when the possibility of preference of one side exists. That احتمال ترجیح for one side exists. So what is the ruling for that? What is the decision in these cases? That in the situation of دوران الامر بین المعذورین، if there is more possibility of one side exists on one side, so should we take it or should we avoid it? So what is the decision in such cases? For example, take the example of the Jummah prayer. That is, the Jummah prayer is either taken as wajib or haram, so that would become the Dauran ul-Amr Bain ul-Mahzurain. And now we see that regarding the Jummah, this is something which is siyasi and ibadi. This is something which has got political effects as well as the effects of worships. So this is to bring it and to do it is more preferable. So there is the ihtimal tarjih which exists here. Either this tarjih is murajjih or this tarjih is not murajjih. This is still not decided in our example. But if we see that nizam, that the Jummah prayer is wajib during the presence of Imam Masoom, and this is one of the acts that have got aspects of worship as well as the political aspects. So if we bring it, there is a lot of good about it. And if it's haram, then it is not something good for the society. So that is the other side. So there exists the ihtimal tarjih there. That if ihtimal tarjih is mutabik ila al-waqi, then this murajjih is a very good one. For example, one of the asar of Jummah prayer is that the system is becomes more strong, the system becomes more established. So the mutakhirin fuqaha have given the fatwa more in favor of doing it, and there is the ihtimal tarjih in the fatwa. And whether this ihtimal tarjih is hujjat or not, they don't say at this time that this is hujjat or not, but only say that there is ihtimal tarjih there. There is one aspect which is akli over here, that's by way of reason. One aspect which is shari, that is by way of the ayat and the ahadith. And one aspect that's by way of warfi. So one of the sides, it gets the tarjihat, that it gets the murajjih. And is this murajjih is hujjat or it's ghair hujjat? So suppose it is taken as ghair hujjat in this case, it is still the case of Dauran-e-Amr Bainul Mazuran, in which we have to either select the murajjih or not. If we go to the kifaya, the marhum akhund says that you should certainly take the murajjih, the tarjih, you should select it, because you have the choice between the ihtimal-e-tarjih and the ghair-e-ihtimal-e-tarjih, and between these two choices you go for the ihtimal-e-tarjih, and because with you are mukhayyar between the ihtimal-e-tarjih and the ghair-e-ihtimal-e-tarjih, so that in this way the khun says that you should prefer the ihtimal-e-tarjih. But the reason the khun says, the way he describes it, this becomes Dauran-ul-Amr Bainul Mazuran, where you are mukhayyar, you have one tarjih, and because you have one tarjih, it becomes the Dauran-ul-Amr Bainul Tayyin wa Takhyir, and in the Dauran-ul-Amr between Tayyin and Takhyir, the reason the Akal says that always go for Tayyin. For example, if it is said Akrim Zaidan O Umran, that is respect Zaid or Umar, so the argument says that we don't know that it's only Zaid that should be respected, or both Zaid and Umro, they should be respected. But if we respect Zaid, then we have certainly brought forward the responsibility, have executed our duty. And if we respect the Umro, then we don't know whether the responsibility has been executed or not, and that becomes the Dauran-ul-Amr between Tayyin and Takhyir. And Marhum Akhund says at this point that this Dauran-ul-Amr Bain Takhyin and Takhyir also, he doesn't mention it clearly, but what he meant it between is that if the ihtimal-e-tarjih is there, and this is one of the masadiq of the Dauran-ul-Amr Bain Tayyin wa Takhyir, then the ruling of the Akal says that bring the muayyan, that do what is certain. So the ihtimal-e-tarjih is preferred, but there is one objection to the way Marhum Akhund solved the problem, that whether it can be solved in that way or not. The objection is that is it either munajjaz-e-takleef or it is not munajjaz-e-takleef. For example, we do not know that whether namaz-e-jumma in our example is wajib or haram, and you are saying that there is a possibility that the Jumma prayer is wajib, and that possibility then goes to the ihtimal-e-hujjat, and it goes to the ihtimal-e-takleef, and makes the takleef as munajjaz, and that is not the case over here. So that is the main objection to the way Marhum Akhund goes to interpret it. So according to Marhum Akhund, the Akal is Hakim over here, and the Murajjih which comes over here, so he said take the Murajjih. But the objection says that from where did you get that the Akal is Hakim over here, and that where did you get that this is the takhyir-e-akli, that takhyir-e-akli in this case, if you believe in takhyir-e-akli, this says that this is a dauran-e-amr between the tayin and takhyir, and the reason says, the akal says, that bring the muayyan, and so the murajjah should be taken. So we still do not know that whether the Jummah prayer is wajib or haram, and you said that whether we don't bring it or we bring it, if we compare these two situations, we should prefer the ihtimal of the ahmiyat of doing it, of bringing it forward. So that is the takhyir, and that is the akal says that do it and don't leave it. So it can be also said that this is a takhyir-e-takwini, because for the fail there is a tarjih there, but the tarjih is ghair-e-hujjat and the tarjih is not hujjat there. So how this tarjih can become the hujjat in this case, that's the main objection to the way the marhum akhund interprets CS. So either he says that whether the ilm-e ijmali is converted into the ilm-e tafsili, but still the tarjih is ghair-e-hujjat. For example, the shohrat is ghair-e-hujjat upon an action, and the saying that the Jummah prayer is one issue that's political. So that's the reason says, the akal says there's a tarjih there, but this tarjih is not hujjat here. So how we can certainly bring it forward and do it and execute it. Marhum Akhund says that the reason says that do it, so it should be brought. But the objection says that the possibility of tanjeez-e-takleef is where is the tanajjuz-e-takleef. So if the tanajjuz-e-takleef is there or not, so or are you basing your decision on zan or not? On one way, Marhum Akhund believes that azannu la yugni min al-haqq shay'an, and believes in al-asl hurmatul amal bi-zan illa ma akhrajahu dalil. So the zan is haram except the one which is made an exception by an argument. So here we say that the takleef is not munajjaz here, so then the possibility goes to the zan which is ghair-e-hujjat, and the takleef is not hujjat over here, takleef is not munajjaz over here, and the possibility says that the takleef which we have is munajjaz here. So by one way he is saying that this takleef is munajjaz, and by other way he is saying that this ihtimal is based on zan and that is ghair-e-hujjat. So how can these two be compound? These are very strong objections on Shaykh Akhund, on Muhakkik-e-Khurasani, and one way of solving them is that regarding the cases of min baab-e-dima and min baab-e-furuj, which are the amur-e-maham, in the maham amur, so do we have the amr bainul mahzurain or we don't have the amr bainul mahzurain? So in these cases, in the maham amur, the rule is that do ihtiyat over here, especially in case of baab-e dima wa furuj. It is musallam, it is accepted by most of the fuqaha that do ihtiyat, and regarding the amwal, it is still mashhoor in between the Sahab that do ihtiyat, if you don't have the Daleel al-Asl in and Amur is one of the Muham Amur, then do ihtiyat in these cases. For example, if there is a case that somebody is Mumin or Murtad, and so Murtad is Wajibul Qatl, and if this is taken as the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mazurain, so it cannot be taken here before, especially when the Mumin is an Alim. So in that case the Akal says that Ihtimal is the Munajjiz of Takleef. So Akal makes the Ihtimal as the Munajjiz of Takleef, and it is not the case of the Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, but it is the Ihtimal Tanjeez of the Tayin, and not by this Bab, but not by the Bab of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and not the Ihtimal Tayin Takhyir by Tayin, but this is the Tanajjuz al-Takleef due to the Ihtiyat that's practiced in the chapters of Dima and Furuj, and these are the Muhim Amur. Similarly, in cases of the Shubha Badwiya or Ilm Ajmali, so if the Amur are Muham, then the Ihtiyat is taken as a case there, as a basis of decision is there. And similarly, the Marhum Akhund has a rule that Dafa-e Zarar is Ula Min Jalbin Munfiya, but Dafa-e Zarar, where it is Ula, that Dafa-e Mufsida, where it is Ula, then the Jalbin Munfiya, that removal of something bad is preferable over getting a gain. And but where it is, this is in cases of the Muham Amur, the very important things that we have to take. And the Akal says that this Ihtimal in these cases is Munajjiz Takleef, and this is by way of the Ilm of the Tanajjuz Takleef at times, or by way of the Ilmi being Ilmi after Tanajjur Takleef at times, and at times by way the Ihtimal itself is the Tanajjur of Takleef. So in these cases, if we take the example and analyze it according to the principles of Marhum Akhund, take the example of wine and water, the rule is Kullu Shayin Tahir and Kullu Shayin Halal. So if the two parts are mixed and there is a decision has to be taken whether it's wine or whether it's water and whether person has to drink it or not, so the reason says, the Akal says here, that the Ihtimal is Munajjiz here even if 1% is there, and this is not the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and this is not the case of Ilmi Ajmali, and this is not the case of Ilmi Ajmali being converted into Ilmi Tafsili and the Shakke Badwi, but this is one of the cases in which the Ihtimal is very, very important here. Ihtimal is the Munajjiz al-Takleef over here, because the Amur are Muham, because the things are very important over here. Similarly, in case of Furuj, even if the Zaif Ihtimal is taken as the Munajjiz al-Takleef, and that's the way the problem can be solved over there, because this is not in the case of the Muham Amur, this is not the case of the ordinary Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and not in the meaning of the Muayyan should be brought, and not this is the case of the Ihtimal, which is the Munajjiz Taklif, and that has to be taken into account for that purpose. And for example, if there are certain problems which are ordinary problems, then it can be taken as the Dauranul Amr Bainul Mahzurain, and in that the Dauranul Amr between the Tayin and Takhyir, as described by Sheikh Ansari, and Sheikh Ansari said that it is the two ways of it for the ordinary cases of the Dauranul Amr Bainul Mahzurain and Dauranul Amr Bainul Tayin wa Takhyir. For example, the first type of cases according to Sheikh Ansari are those cases like, for example, we know that the wajub-e-ikram of the Zaid is a known taklif. The taklif is known here, but we don't know that instead of Zaid, whether Umro should be respected or not. So this is the case of Dauran-e-Amr Bain, the Tayin wa Takhyir. In this case, the respect of Zaid is known Hatman, that this is the certainly known, that this is the duty that has to be executed. And regarding the Amr, whether we should respect him or not, we don't know our responsibility, our duty in that case. So in these cases, it may be described according to Sheikh Ansari that ihtiyat may be done in these cases, and it is discussable, it should be discussed, because based on the ihtiyat, the qaida-e-ishtighal can be applied over here, which says ishtighal-e-yakini leads to the barat-e-yakini. So by respecting the amro, whether the barat-e-yakini can be produced or not, we do not know, because in that cases the barat-e-yakini is not certain. So this case apparently is the case of Dauran-e-Amr Bain Tayin wa Takhyir, but if we think about it deeply, it's basically a case of ilm-e-tafsili with the taklif, about the first taklif, there's ilm-e-tafsili, and there's a shak badwi for the second taklif, and that is the case of the Dauranul Amr between the Tayin and Takhyir, and the other form of the Dauranul Amr between the Tayin and Takhyir, according to Sheikh Ansari, is that in which we don't know from the first instance that whether the taklif is known or not, that whether we should respect the Zaid or Umro, both of them or not. So we don't know whether respecting the Zaid executes our responsibility, our duty or not. So this type of the Dauranul Amr Bain Tayin and Takhyir is a case in which even the first taklif is not known, and we don't know about the second taklif also. And these are the two istilahat which were used by the Sheikh Ansari and the Marhum Akhund. And most of the fuqaha, when the Dauranul Amr Bain Tayin and Takhyir comes, they prefer the Tayin, and they decide in favor of Tayin, and that is because of the rule of the reason, the rule of the Akal. The Akal says that this should be preferred in these cases. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.